My colleagues, the first thing I would like to say that I am really delighted to see this plenary hall filled to the brim with FEO staff members who like to know the outcome of this very important conference, the World Food Conference. Nothing could clearer show the fact that the large majority, I would say perhaps almost everybody of the staff, puts its work first and is interested in the work in which it participates. And you all are participating in the activities of this organization, which, whether we liked it or not, has been very much in the limelight during this conference. So I thank you for your interest, for the fact that you have come here, and it really gives me a lot of encouragement for the future. While I am thinking, I would like to thank, first of all, again, to say how grateful we are to the Italian government for having invited the conference here in Rome. This was very significant. After all, Italy has been the host to the former Institute of Agriculture. It has been the host since 1951 for FEO. Rome is the center for food and agriculture matters because the Italian government has always shown interest in this problem. And the fact that, again, they offered to be the host for this conference was very significant and has helped, I think, to provide for this close link between FEO and the conference, which otherwise would have been much more difficult if the conference would have been held somewhere else. So I am grateful to the Italian government. I am also very grateful to all those of you who, in one way or the other, have helped to prepare this conference and to those who have worked behind the scenes often during this conference. A lot of work has been done for this conference, and I think I don't betray a secret when I say that more than 80% of the preparation for the conference was done by FEO, by FEO staff on the basis of their experience, and many of you have had, in one way or the other, an input in this conference. And the fact that the basic documents for this conference, for instance, the basic appraisal which was made of the food situation, but also the proposals for action in the technical field and field of information services and so on, have been appreciated and not been contested, really. The facts have not been contested by anybody, shows that a good job was done. And I think it is, although I am guest, but I am also still a little bit the Director General of FEO once in a while, I would like to thank you all, as Director General of FEO, for this, because I am really proud of what was done in combined action. It cost us a lot of money. $500,000 I was authorized to take out of the contingency fund to help finance the conference, but we have calculated that on top of this, it has cost us another $600,000 in terms of staff time and efforts and so on, which we must consider as an input of the organization also in money. But as I said, this is not the main thing. The main thing is the input in brain work and in all the mechanics of getting a conference like this going. So many thanks on that too, to all concerned, every one of them. I have, from the beginning, when the idea of a World Food Conference came up, first in the non-aligned countries, and later, who had a meeting in Algiers, and later by the Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, I have always welcomed this conference. I have not considered this conference are to be a competitor of FAO's regular biannual conferences. Why? First of all, I believe that it is time to realize that the food problem is so fundamental that it goes beyond agriculture as such, that it is a political problem for which the solution, political measures have to be taken. And that in order to do that, you have to interest a larger audience in the world than just the participation of FAO conferences, where, of course, ministers of agriculture are dominating. And I say nothing against ministers of agriculture, but we all know that the political influence is a wider one and comes from others too. So I felt that a political conference at this particular moment would be a good thing, because we all know how difficult the world food situation has become over the last 2 or 3 years. It has, of course, been always difficult. One can never be satisfied. On the contrary, one should be very dissatisfied with the fact that practically, as long as we can think back, a large number of people have always been hungry and underfed, and that the world as such hasn't got very excited about it. The fact that so many children have died in their first year, or at least within the first four years, especially in developing countries, has gone past by more or less without excitement on the part of the world. The fact that there is this large group, we have estimated it by now to be about 450,000 million people, who are permanently going hungry, has been, I wouldn't say ignored, but still hasn't had the attention it deserves, because they are all human beings like we are. This kind of indifference in the world is one of our greatest problems. And what do we see when then some areas are stricken by drought or by floods? Then it can happen that these people who are living on a very small margin and just subsisting then come out, more or less, from their areas. Excuse me for saying so, like rats out of a hole. And then you see death. Then you see malnutrition. Then the television comes. Then comes the publicity media and draw the attention. This is what happened to the Sahelian area, and this is what happened to Ethiopia, and this is what happens now maybe with regard to certain parts of Asia. Now, this is a very unsatisfactory situation. But the fact that it happened has drawn a lot of attention of the world to this problem, and therefore I thought that it was an excellent idea to have a conference which would focus the attention on this problem and rank it among the major, the few major problems which in this time we have to tackle. There is the problem of inflation. We all know it. There is other problems, the problem of armament and all that, and peace. We know it. But a part of the problem of peace is the problem of hunger and malnutrition. And it is for this reason that I thought this conference would be useful. Now, if you ask me at the end of this conference, am I satisfied? And I say no, not entirely. I think still many things are lacking. But if it's true that this has been a political conference, then I think we have had some decisions which have been just summed up by Ms. Killingworth, which could be a very important step to improve the situation on a more permanent basis. And this is what I hope will be the result of this conference. Now you may like to know what is going to happen just now after this conference. Are we all going home and go back to our groove and continue our work? I don't think so, that this should be so, at least not as far as FAO is concerned, but I hope also not as far as the world is concerned. Formally, the report of this conference, which is a UN conference, not an FAO conference, but as I said, we have been very instrumental in preparing it and getting it through. Formally, this report will now go to the General Assembly of the United Nations, which is in session. It will come on the 29th of November, first briefly before the Economic and Social Council. It will then be, I think, sent on. They will take note of it because it's only one day that they can deal with it because their meetings are over. Then it will go to the second commission of the General Assembly, and they only have a short time, and they will look at this report. Now, what has been decided has, of course, been a packet as a result of sometimes hard negotiations among countries, among the developing countries, the 77, as we call it, the developed countries, the B group, as we call it these days, the Eastern, the socialist countries, and so on and so on. But it is more or less now an agreed packet. After all, it was accepted without a vote, with some explanations here and there, but and some reservations, but on the whole, it was an agreed packet. It would be very bad if now that the report is going on to the United Nations, this packet, in one way or the other, should become unstuck, so to speak. If certain parts of the packet would not be accepted, other parts perhaps would be supported, because then I think it's proven that there is no other political forum, apparently, which can deal with such problems as in the United Nations itself. And while I believe that the United Nations has always the general supervision, I hope that they will recognize this conference not as just another technical conference, as we could have done in FAO, but as a conference where they had, after all, major politicians. The Secretary General came here, especially for the opening of the conference. Mr. Kissinger came here. The President of Mexico came here. There were major politicians here. There were, you have had here in one of your briefing sessions, Senator Humphrey, although he didn't participate as a member in the conference, he was here, and many others were here. So it was a political conference, and I think it's a hope at least that what has been agreed is more or less something which may stick. Now, what do I consider most important? Of course, the agreement in principle to set up a fund for agriculture development and perhaps also subsidizing such things as inputs and maybe even grains for food aid and so on. The agreement of setting up such a fund is an important thing by itself. And I would like to say it was really the representatives of the oil-producing countries who took a large part in preparing for this resolution, implying that there is a willingness on their part to participate actively also with funds in this in the implementation of this resolution. Of course, during the conference, no firm promises were made. But one of the first things on the agenda of the Secretary General will be, of course, to call together now the meeting, which would lead to the setting up of this fund, provided that this fund will be approved, as I said, by the General Assembly. This is, in a way, a centerpiece, because around this were built other organizational measures, such as the new World Food Council. Here again, you could ask, what does this do to the FAO Council, which is meeting here just below in the Red Room? Has it diminished the importance of the World Food Council, the FAO Council? The FAO Council has, after all, in its terms of reference, a part which clearly indicates that it has to deal with the world food and agriculture situation and make recommendations in that respect. I don't believe it because the same parallel I would draw for this conference I will now draw for the new council and the FAO council. The new council is meant to be a political body where ministers will come, where the problems at the highest level will be discussed. But it will be prepared. It will be prepared by FAO plus other organizations who also have a role to play in the helping to solve the food and agriculture problem. Because let's make no mistake, we have an important role to play in this field, the basic role, I would say. But the problem of food and agriculture is a wider one than the one we only can deal with. After all, the basic reasons for hunger and malnutrition is poverty. And it is because people are unemployed, are underemployed, are subsistence farmers, and so on. People who have not enough income to buy food, and who have just now, because of the higher prices of food, been priced out of the market, and hence a part of their hunger and their misery. And therefore, the problem must be looked at wider than just agricultural development. It is economic development, which is the basis to all this, which includes agricultural development. Of course, it's a very important part, because 70% of the population in developing countries is working in agriculture. But it is not an entire problem. The whole problem of employment, with which ILO, for instance, is dealing, is involved. The problem of industrialization is important. We have UNIDO in this field. Other organizations, therefore, have to play their role. We have the World Bank to help financing. We have the Monetary Fund to look at the monetary situation of the countries. And development depends on all these groups together. So FAO and the World Food Program are perhaps, in a way, in the center of the business, but the other agencies should not be ignored. And the idea of the World Food Council, of which the Secretariat will be in FAO's framework, and this is, I think, a very fortunate decision, because, as I said already, the basis here is that the Secretariat, that this council will be serviced not just by FAO people, but also by inputs from other agencies, as was done to some extent in the World Food Conference. And therefore, I think there is place for this major supervising body on a political level, and I hope that this body will be effective and efficient. That, of course, remains to be seen, but I hope that governments will not degrade this body gradually down to another instrument which perhaps would not carry the weight it needs. Now then, in addition, and it has been mentioned, there are the other things which have been done in the conference which are important. Our World Food Security Plan, which came, after all, out of FAO, came from here, has been endorsed. Hope has been expressed that the undertaking will be accepted by governments and the undertaking on world food security and will be supported and implemented by our member governments. This would mean that we would work, but we cannot do it immediately, but we would work towards a more or less permanent stock on a national basis combined of, let's say, about 60 million tons, which would be a real guarantee against immediate hunger and malnutrition. This proposal was said by Mr. McNamara not so long ago, if the conference does do no more than accepting this, this will be a gigantic step forward, because up till now we don't have such thing. But we also know, of course, that the building up of these stocks will take time and that we are present not too well placed because at present the stock position in the world is very low and we depend really on the next crop and the crop thereafter whether or not it will be possible to build up these stocks gradually. And in this respect, I would like to mention the good thing that at least food aid has been recognized fully and that governments have undertaken to provide at least a minimum of 10 million tons of food aid. Surely the emphasis, as was said often in this conference, was on agricultural production, but food aid and food reserves and food security was the other main pillar on which this conference was resting. And let's hope that in this field action takes place. But I was concerned, as Ms. Killingworth has mentioned, with the short-term position. Now we have a problem, a big problem, because it's all good and fine to say we must produce more and we must set up reserve stocks and so on, but what is there now in the world to take care of immediate needs? And it was for this reason that Mr. Aquino and I together have had our meetings, lunches we call them, with some of the most important countries in this respect who could really do something or could at least also point out the situation. And I invited for this luncheon the United States and the Common Market and France as chairman of the Common Market, but also the Commissioner Larinois. I invited Japan as a main importing country. I invited India as a main importing country. I invited Canada. I invited Australia. I invited the USSR. And I invited China and Argentina. And these countries, at the first luncheon, were all present. At the second luncheon, unfortunately, the USSR told us that they could not participate. We have had preliminary discussions during these luncheons. The problem is that there is certainly a gap. We had figured out that especially for the countries who are the poorest, and these are the ones who interest us most, those who are really suffering from the present crisis, oil crisis, high prices for fertilizer, and so on and so on, the most affected countries at the present time, that for these countries there would be a shortfall which had not been covered at that time, and we calculated of about 8 or it could even become 12 million tons. That depends still on winter crops which will come in these countries. So these, our concern was that in the meantime, in this system of free trade we have, not these are reserves who are available still in the countries, in the main exporting countries together, would sort of slip away to just those countries who could pay best for them, leaving then, at the end, a gap which was also physically could not be filled anymore. And therefore, the result of this would be large-scale hunger, malnutrition, and possibly large-scale deaths. This was the problem. Well, I don't think that, on the whole, the basic facts which we stated have been contested. The trouble is, of course, to get the countries to, first of all, declare that together they will undertake to set these quantities aside. And secondly, one has to discuss financing, because one cannot expect one country, perhaps to finance the whole thing. This happened in the past, but in the future, the financial burden has to be shared also by those countries who now are perhaps newly rich. These are complicated problems. They cannot be solved in one meeting or one lunch, but it has to be a series of discussions, and a lot of patience is needed. And I hope you can understand this. But I think we have made some progress, and for the 29th of November, I have decided to convene a next meeting with these countries. A meeting where we will have more time, where we're not just having lunch together, but where we really will go, first of all, into the basic facts again, but then also into the policy matters. And I am not sure that at the end of that meeting we will come out with a clear-cut result. But you must understand that these things, although the world cannot wait, and certainly the hungry cannot wait, take time and patience, as I said. But this, I think, is the basic role which FAO has to fulfill, certainly in the time of this. Otherwise, it's not worth for us existing. So we will continue our efforts in this direction and try to achieve on the short-term results. Mr. Marais, in his summing-up speech, said that he was disappointed that the conference had not taken more action in this respect. They have underlined the need for doing something, but indeed, this conference, which was really called for the longer-term problems in the first place, did not take specific action. What I have done was not something in competition with this conference. On the contrary, it was to complement the action which the conference has taken on only fulfilling what I thought was FAO's immediate duty. I gave you this background because quite a lot has been published about this in the papers, and I thought you may wish to know where we are at present. And I want to stress again, we have not reached the solution yet. It is difficult. There are all kind of different interests, but by God, if people are serious about combating hunger and malnutrition, if they are serious about this problem now, then we should jolly well reach some results with which we can work, because nobody wants to see die millions of people in front of television. Now, I could go on, of course, in exposing to you further aspects of the resolutions. For instance, the food information system, which was not contested. There were reservations, sure. But after all, the resolution on broadening already what we, to some extent, have a basic information and warning system has been accepted. And it will mean a good deal of work on our part to make this thing work. The difficulty with information systems is that everybody would like to know about information, but countries are also sometimes reluctant to give the information because of internal political reasons or because of the fact, which is a real argument, that it may have some information on market developments. And therefore, it is a very delicate type of service that we are organizing with all kind of difficulties. But I think the decision in principle that countries will cooperate with this information, this undertaking, which will be in FAO, although we will, of course, call in the help of organizations like WMO, the meteorological organization, which can give weather information and so on. We will hopefully also rope in work on remote sensing, which is a new way of collecting information, which perhaps has not been just sufficiently appreciated as a means. We will use all these means to set up an information service which is of great importance. I also would like to stress the renewed interest, I would say, in nutrition. I think the work on nutrition and the attention on nutrition has not been enough as it deserves. This is a basic fact. We don't know even enough about the nutritional situation in the world. Although we have been working in this field for more than almost 30 years, but more needs to be done to not only collect the basic facts, but also to see how nutrition policies can better be integrated with overall economic development policies. Nutrition has to become a little bit too much of an isolated thing in itself, with its own sort of science, but which has not been enough integrated in the overall development plans of countries. Because countries should, in drafting their development plans, see it as their first duty to feed their people and to feed their people better. And therefore, I am delighted that there was in this conference a lot of emphasis on nutrition, and that nutrition from now on will, I think, be better and more better be integrated and looked at with more interest than it has reserved till now. Another thing which I thought was very good was the emphasis on many technical aspects, and especially research. I think the development of research we have taken in hand some years ago and has made progress. As far as this is concerned, I think there was general interest in broadening research, breakthrough research, a la Borla, let's say, the so-called Green Revolution. That is important, but also spreading the research more to the countries and to the people, to the farmers for whom, after all, research is meant. This brings me to one problem which perhaps had not as much interest as I personally at least have in the problem. I really feel that one of the basic things is to do more about institutions in developing countries, land reform, and about the problems of how to tackle the very small farmers, the subsistence farmers, that 70% of the farming population which really lives in subsistence and is often always forgotten, also in the developing countries, until, as I said, they get in trouble, as sometimes happens. This integrated rural development is a thing for which FAO, I think, can make a very important contribution. And in this field, more needs to be done in the future. And this brings me then to the general follow-up. Here in the Red Room, we have the Council. I have already addressed the Council briefly, but on Friday and next week, Monday, they will have a more detailed discussion on the results of the World Food Conference, and they expect from us, the Secretariat, some guidance as to what measures the Council could and should take now already so as to prepare as well the position and the activities of FAO to match what the expectations which the conference created. We are, of course, a bit short of time but working very hard to analyze the various results. But I think the Council can take certain actions, such as perhaps already organizing in one way or the other the committee on food security, and perhaps do already give some guidance with regard to reorganization of IDC. Maybe Mr. Aquino will talk a little about that. And they should give me authority to go ahead with other things which are urgent and which need to be done in the course of this year before we have a next conference. I also plan to go in the beginning of January to the United Nations, to the Secretary General, perhaps with Mr. Marais, to discuss the follow-up with him and have contacts with my colleagues of other organizations, Mr. McNamara and others, to discuss what can be done together where this resolution indicates that joint action is necessary, UNICEF in the field of nutrition, WHO, and so on and so on. We have a very busy year, and a very important year before us. And here again, in this year, I need very much your assistance and your help at all levels to make this thing work. I hope you will all look through these resolutions and see what this conference has been done. The report, I hope, will come out without too much delay, and you can see for yourself, especially in your own field, what has been done. Only forestry, I must apologize to the foresters. The conference didn't deal with forestry because, as far as I know, you can't eat wood. So we left that out. But that doesn't mean that forestry is not extremely important, also for agriculture. And therefore, I would not like the foresters to lose heart. Then we have to prepare our program and work and budget for the next period. And we have to take into account the priorities which have been stressed in this World Food Conference. There is this difficult problem always of where the priorities should lie and what should be done in various fields. And this is a vexing problem which we will certainly now be concerned also during the next months to prepare a program of work which is in line with the main emphasis coming out of this World Food Conference, but which does not necessarily neglect things which didn't happen to be stressed too much in this conference. And then, of course, I think, and I've said to the Council already, more resources for this organization will be necessary to implement this. This may not mean just more resources in FAO headquarters, also in regional offices, or somewhere else. There is, of course, a general feeling that we have already a very big bureaucracy, that we have space difficulties, and that we cannot absorb more by way of human beings, practically, even for practical reasons. This leads us again back to the problem of priorities. We may have to shift emphasis here and there. But I think, on the whole, the result of this conference will be that I will have to ask for a larger budget, not only because of inflation, because that is, of course, a factor which already we know about, but also to increase the substantive work of this organization. Well, I think I have said enough. I hope that you share with me and I'm sure you do, the satisfaction that we have had this large gathering here, that there was so much interest, that there did come out of the conference many positive things, although, as I said in the beginning, not all that we would have hoped for, and that it will give us a new impetus to work together as colleagues to make at least our part of this undertaking work. And I have full confidence that I will have your full cooperation. Now, speaking as Director General of FAO, to end up, I appeal to you to give your full cooperation to implement what will fall our way. Thank you very much.